Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Together as a team, and that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Paul Mirsky back on the show. Paul is a 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He is Executive Vice President of Congressional Relations with the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. The ICBA is an organization that I love telling you about because they represent one of my three favorite groups on the planet. And that's community banks. The other two are small business owners and chambers of commerce. Paul Mirsky, welcome back.
Glad to be with you.
It's good to have you back, and thank you for all the hard work that you guys are doing up there. I was talking to somebody yesterday about what a horrible decade community banks have suffered through, and I sure hope with all of the between the collapse of 2008, Dodd-Frank, the Consumer Protection Bureau, CFPB, Mr. Cordray's assaults, and the economy, and the Obama administration, you guys have just come through a harrowing decade, haven't you?
Well, that's true, but one thing about community banking and the community banking sector, they're very resilient, and
yep.
They do right by their customers in good times and in bad. We have many bankers that are fifth-generation family bankers serving their communities with the same bank from the 1850s, so many of our members are well over 100 years old. The family bank or closely held bank is the lifeblood for that community and supplying credit in that community.
Well, you know, Paul, I say it all the time here on the show. I've already said it today once. If it weren't for community bank, I wouldn't be standing here right now. They literally are the reason why I've been able to over the years back when I was, especially when I was getting started a quarter of a century ago. I don't know what I would have done without them. And Paul, another thing I'd like to talk about is back in 08, I should say 09 and 10, when so many people were wringing their hands and saying small businesses can't get the credit that they want and they can't, you know, and all that other stuff. And I kept yelling at the television when I'd hear them saying that, because I was having community bankers on my show saying, and I would ask them in 09 and 10 and 11 and 12, are you still loaning to small business owners? And they said, we never stopped. My community banker never stopped loaning money to me if I needed it, all during that period of time. And it was a myth that small business owners couldn't get money. It wasn't a myth if you were going to Bank of America, because they did quit lending to small businesses. But community banks didn't, did they?
Right. Well, the communities that community banks serve, if they're not putting out credit in their communities, it's a symbiotic relationship. If the community is doing well and credit is flowing, then the bank is doing well. So there's no reason why community banks would, if they had deposits and money to lend, that they would be curtailing lending. It's their bread and butter. It's their niche. Community banks do more than half of all the small business loans in the country.
That's right.
Even though they represent only about 15% of all the banking assets. So you have all these gigantic banks, but they're really not focused on local small business lending like the community banks do. And we do more than half of all the small business loans.
And there are hundreds of counties, folks, in America that are only represented by a community bank. And I don't know what those folks would do without the community bank. And I like to point out, Paul, that the three pillars of the American dream are small businesses, farmers and ranchers, community banks, and chambers of commerce. Those are from those three efforts, the efforts of those three groups sprang Main Street America, and therefore America. and therefore the American dream. That's how I tell a story. What do you think?
Well, that's absolutely correct. The availability of credit in small towns, local areas, communities around the country and every area is very important for the spread of small businesses and the growth of this country. At one point, we had well over 15,000 local community banks around the country.
Yep.
Now the number of community banks is down to about 5,700. So consumers are getting less choices, less.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.